With me in the weather room is Dr. Michael Lunch.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, we were talking about scurrilous statements, prejudicial statements about different nationalities and races.
Yes.
I was trying to think about the epithet that people of Irish descent objected to years ago.
Oh, yeah, and you couldn't think of it, yeah.
Now I know what it is.
What is it?
Paddy wagon.
Paddy wagon, huh?
You know what a paddy wagon is?
Well, paddy wagon is what they haul the cops or haul the crooks away in, what the cops use.
All right.
Yes.
Now, when the Irish came over here, they were called paddies, P-A-D-D-Y. Paddy O'Brien, P-A-D-D.
Yes.
Why?
Right, right.
The, what was going on here was, it was a put down on the Irish like they were criminals, and they had a special truck to haul them away, hence the paddy wagon.
That's how it got named.
That's right. It was a put down on the Irish.
Yes, yes.
And I couldn't think of that yesterday.
I did not know that, sir.
I didn't either. I read it about 2 weeks ago, and last night when I was lying awake in my mansion in my third floor area.
Yes, yes.
It suddenly came to me.
This
is what happens when you're in the latter stages or the earlier stages of senility.
That's right.
Things just come to you.
Random thoughts. Yes.
I tried to think about it at 3 in the afternoon. It came to me at 11:30 last night, 8.5 hours late.
A delayed reaction.
Yes, a delayed reaction.
Yes. Well, at least it came to you.
We were talking about prejudice, you and I, yesterday.
Right, right.
We started with this business of the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Yeah?
Not using Native American terms like chiefs or Redskins.
Yes.
They're going to deal those out when they report sports.
Which we both find commendable.
That's right.
Yes.
And we also talked about prejudice against other nationalities. We talked about the,
what they call the Catholics and the Jewish.
Well, the premise that I was bringing up here was that for people who are not Native Americans, they, what are they complaining about, man? What's so terrible about chiefs or Redskins? Well, maybe it's not terrible to us. But if that's a Native American's perception, that he is being insulted or she is being insulted, then we've got to go with it.
You have to walk a mile in their shoes.
If somebody is calling a Jew a sheeny or a kike, and you say, well, what's wrong with that, a sheeny or a kike?
Yeah.
It is offensive to a Jewish person, then you don't use it.
Absolutely.
If it's offensive to an Italian person to be called a wop or a dago, then you don't use it. So we don't have teams in America. We don't have the Chicago Kikes.
No.
No.
No, no,
no, we
don't.
Boy, there'd be a lot of protests then, wouldn't there?
It'd be crazy.
We don't have the Indianapolis Dagos.
Yes.
No.
No, we don't
have
that.
No, we don't have those either.
No.
Because the perception is, on the part of Italians and Jews, that that is scurrilous and is an insult. So why can't people get with the program with Native Americans? I don't understand that.
I don't understand. Lack of respect.
Okay. Put you in the paddy wagon if you don't watch out, Irishman.
Yes.
Okay.
Lock me up. Haul me away.
Hang on.
Hi, today we're trying to stump electrician Eric Harnett. Eric, what's a GFI?
That's a ground fault interrupter.
How many watts does it take to run a toaster?
Oh, about 1,100.
Wow, I'm shocked. Eric, what's the free installation proclamation?
The what?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's the new promotion from the Small Business Group at US West.
Ah.
Right now, you can get free installation on lots of products.
Really?
Yeah, like business voice messaging, standby line, and additional lines, and calling and forwarding services.
Oh, you have all those?
That's just the beginning, Eric. We can discuss your phones with you and help you figure out which products can help your business.
Great.
But don't wait, Eric. The free installation proclamation ends February 19th.
Oh.
Eric, do you ever get your wires crossed?
Only with my wife.
Call the Small Business Group at U.S. West today at 1-800-603-6000 and ask about the free installation proclamation. Because you know electricity, and we know phones. Some restrictions apply.
Mike Lunch is with me on a can and mess, and he is sponsored by Discover Card. Well, I had a phone call from my wife last night when I got off the air.
Oh, yeah.
And she was very unhappy and very frightened, and what happened is that she was robbed of her wallet, accosted by three young men, 17 or 18 years old, as she left a place of business at Lake and Hennepin yesterday.
Right. They tricked her.
Yeah, and I've been talking to other people, and this is the modus operandi, and I want to warn people about it, especially women.
Yeah. Now, what do they do again?
Well, my wife was carrying her purse, you know, on her shoulder.
Right.
Plus, she had a huge bag of groceries.
Right, right.
In her arms.
Yes.
As she's leaving this place of business, she noticed one fellow on the telephone in the back of the store as right. she was going out to the parking lot.
Yeah.
And then another, there were three of them. One fellow stepped in front of her and then dropped some money.
Uh-huh.
So he had to stoop over to pick it up, and she stopped and was even pointing out where the change had fallen so he could pick it up, right?
Yeah, the setup.
That's right. And yes. then the man got off the telephone, the boy got off the telephone, the other one came over as they and they passed by her, and they kind of bumped against her.
Yeah.
And she felt her purse being bumped, and all of a sudden, they were leaving, and she reached into her purse, and her wallet was gone.
They got it.
Well, two of them left. She yelled at this other one, "You come with me now. You come back in this store. I'm going to see if my wallet is in there or if you've stolen it."
Yeah.
He said, "I didn't do anything of the sort," but he walked in there with her.
Yeah.
She asked the proprietor, "Do you have my wallet here? Did I leave it?" He said, "No, you didn't." And with that, she tried to apprehend this young man, and he ran out the front end of the store.
He's history.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's too bad.
Well, she had cashed a check. She had a goodly amount of cash, all of her cards in there, credit cards and the rest of it.
She's got to sign affidavits and stuff. And
well, here's the deal. If you're a woman and you're carrying a purse, I went out and played tennis today at North Star, and the fellow out there, Craig, told me that a woman that was playing there had almost the identical thing happen to her in downtown Minneapolis.
Mm.
It's quite a ploy.
Yeah.
Now, the bright side is that she wasn't harmed.
Oh, that's true.
You know, they didn't knock her down and take the purse, although I suppose that's possible, too.
Sure.
I said, what did they look like? Were they dressed like tramps? She said, oh, no. They were dressed real nice as young 17 and 18 years old fellows are dressed these days in the letter sports jackets. You know,
yeah, they were slick. They were slick.
The usual attire.
Yeah.
They were scum is what they
scum,
were.
Scum, yes. Slick scum.
So she was upset, and I was upset, and there's a lot of monkey business that goes with it after it's all done, you know.
Oh, yeah. All the forms to fill out.
And she felt violated, and she felt like she did wrong,
yes.
and so forth. She should have been more alert.
Right.
But she should not castigate herself, because she's the victim.
Absolutely.
See, they were the perps.
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
And she called the cops and everything?
Cops came right away.
Yeah.
They were very nice. They said, however, the chances of ever catching these pond scum, I mean, is moot.
Well, at least maybe it's a hope they can build a case against them, though. I mean, if they ever try that again at the same place.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, worth a try.
Lots of luck.
Yeah.
I'm just warning women especially to be aware, because I haven't heard of it being pulled on guys here.
You got to have a football hold on that purse.
Why don't you got to... Asked her if she had it zipped up. She says, oh, yeah, she had it zipped up, even and zipped the purse.
Wow.
Know? So they were pretty adept. They knew what they were doing. They probably done it before.
Yeah.
They probably celebrated.
Yeah.
Yesterday night. Well, it made me mad. I'll tell you that.
Well, she discovered it right away, so they probably didn't have much of a chance to use credit cards.
Let me tell you something about that.
Yeah?
You know, there are merchants. Somebody can walk in with a credit card that's been stolen.
Right.
They aren't gonna check it out.
Yeah, that's
true. I'll tell you why.
Yeah. Time.
No.
Huh?
No time. That has nothing to do with it.
Huh?
Guy comes in with a credit card into a store. I'm not saying they all do this, but I know some do. They may be suspicious, but this person buys, let's say, $900 worth of stereo equipment.
Yeah.
Why should they check?
Sure.
The guy gives them a card, even if the card was stolen. The store doesn't have to pay.
They
got their money.
They get the money, yeah.
The credit card company's got to pick up the tab on that thing.
True.
And then what happens to the general public? They raise the rate of interest on you.
And they get
basically.
Screwed, yes.
So merchants probably say to themselves, well, I heard of another case. You know, this sort of thing happens to you, and all of a sudden you find other people telling you what happened to them. A woman had her purse open, snatched, whatever. Credit cards, right?
Right.
She reported it, okay, immediately.
Right, right, right.
All right?
Okay.
That same afternoon, the scofflaws walked into a bank in Minneapolis and got $5,000 on that credit card.
Oh, my. They didn't check at the bank? Wow. A cash advance for that much on stolen credit card.
Bank's not going to be out of the money.
No.
You know who's going to be out of the money? The credit card company, or you, if you didn't report it in time.
That's right.
Okay, let's do Discover Card.
Choosing a credit card is serious business. You must consider all the options, weigh the alternatives, then make the prudent decision.
Please.
That's why the Discover Card is such a wise choice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With the Smart Rate program that lets you control your interest rate and no annual fee.
Can I help you?
The Discover Card will have you laughing.
I'd like to make a deposit.
All the way to the bank. It pays to Discover, the card that pays you back.
Use your Discover card today and start saving with SmartRate, the program that lets you lower your credit card interest rates.
Of course, if you choose a credit card other than the Discover card, you could pass on the SmartRate program and pay an annual fee. But that's no laughing matter. Discover card, a member of the Novus Network.
Mike Lunch on Canon, WCCO 326. Mike?
And we got some flurries tonight in the forecast, down to 13. Heavier snow tomorrow, 2 to 4 inches here in the Twin Cities. And in Vierns, it clears up on Friday with a high of 25, high tomorrow about 24. Right now in the front of the Hooch Hut in Tomah, Wisconsin, mostly cloudy and 19. And here in the Twin Cities, cloudy and 17, Steve-O.
The Canon Miss.
I'm sipping something warm, spicy, and inviting from Celestial Seasonings. They're 100% natural harvest spice herbal tea. It has no caffeine, so it's perfect for nighttime. The spicy, sweet, delicious natural flavors make my taste buds tingle, but it has no caffeine, so it won't make my brain buzzy. So, enjoy a warm mugful of Celestial Seasonings Harvest Spice Herbal Tea. It'll make your night spicier, but you won't toss and turn, because it has no caffeine. Have a Celestial night.
Wow, that's Celestial Seasonings Harvest Spice sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Especially the 100% natural part. Because you know what? Not all herbal teas are 100% natural. For instance, Good Earth Original Flavor has artificial flavor in it. Says so right on the box. Why would you drink herbal tea with something that's not natural in it? Like artificial flavor. Sort of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? So put down that Good Earth Original and try Celestial Seasonings Harvest Spice. It tastes terrific and it's totally natural. Plus, it has no caffeine, so it's perfect for nighttime. By the way, have a celestial night.
All right, let's do the Wall Street Journal report on Canon on WCCO.
Stocks saved their best for last, using a late rally to end the day at their highest levels. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 12.66 to close at 39.08 even, helped by some good earnings reports and higher bond prices. Mace Blicksilver, head trader at Credit Lyonnais, says there was little to discourage investors.
The market was buoyed by an absence of sellers, despite some negative news commentary earlier. The earnings are coming in okay. There's still cash around. The month has been good.
Philip Morris was smoking. Its stock rose 1 3/8 despite lower profits. But analysts said the tobacco company's leading brand, Marlboro, is gaining market share. The 30-year Treasury bond rose about half a point with a yield at 6.31. Advancers led decliners with 1,179 stocks up, 872 stocks down. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
And it is now 3:28 here on the Canon Mess. We'll grab the news with Kurt Lundgren. Then we'll come back live from Hollywood with James St. James on Canon on WCCO.
Hey, everybody, this is Dark Star. Don't forget to join me for Night Talk here on WCCO Radio. We take stories right off the front page and bring them to you. Then we let you call in and tell us what it's all about. Right here on WCCO News Talk 830.
We didn't want any children standing outside.
Dangerous weather hits the Twin Cities.
We have crews on the job right now working to restore power to about 400.
The ramps and bridge decks.
Nobody covers winter weather like WCCO Radio.
But today's a great day for a fur-lined bomber's hat tied down around your ears.
Depend on Minnesota's news and weather station. WCCO News Talk 830.
It's 3:29 at WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis. This is Kurt Lundgren with an update from the newsroom. A 17-year-old St. Paul youth has been charged with the illegal possession of a military assault rifle in connection with the weekend shooting of 15-year-old Domingo Lasoya. The victim is listed in fair condition at St. Paul Ramsey Medical Center. Former presidential candidate Lyndon LaRouche was released from the federal prison facility in Rochester today, telling reporters he plans to run again for president in 1996.
And the Minnesota State Council on Drug Abuse and Violence Prevention says the number of repeat offenders could be reduced with better screening and treatment for prisoners with drug and alcohol problems. 17 and cloudy in the Twin Cities. Next, the five-day forecast for news and weather depend on WCCO News Talk 830.
It's a sad fact, but only one person in three ever saves enough to fulfill their retirement dreams. I'm Bill Nolan of the Wall Street investment firm of W.J. Nolan & Company. When you're 25, it's tough to even think about next year, but before you know it, you're in your 50s and reality hits with a vengeance. That's why we recommend setting up a personal retirement account now, in addition to your IRA and pension plan. It should consist of high-quality, tax-free, zero-coupon municipal bonds. Unlike IRAs, you can invest as much as you want, whenever you want. Call us at 1-800-537-9144, and we'll design a retirement account based on your dreams. Remember, it's never too early to become a bond expert. Call us right now, 1-800-537-9144. After all, it's your money and your future.
W.J. Nolan, member SIPC and the New York Stock Exchange. A minimum investment of $10,000 is required.